It's episode 119, and we've got plugins for botnet blockers, trip sharing, customer testimonials, automatic dummy images for theme development, an anti-Pinterest plugin for images, and a new plugin for displaying multiple store locations. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here again with everybody.
Yeah, we're here to share some fun, entertainment, and whatever else comes across our plate. So, the usual stuff off the top for you folks out there. Don't forget, the show notes can be found over at wppluginsa2z.com. Or you can head over to iTunes and give us a review and pick us up there. Or if you're listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up down there, little thumbs up button down there in the corner. We'd appreciate it.
Yep, every little bit helps. We appreciate it.
Let's see what else we got. Of course, a little bit of self-promotion because we like folks to know kind of what we do for a living to sort of encourage you that, you know, we do this for fun, entertainment, excitement, and to share information, but, you know, it does help us along with our businesses too. So starting off with myself, if you are in need of WordPress support in any way, shape, or form, emergency help, you broke your website, you've been hacked, compromised, or you just need to try and figure out that one special functionality for your website, give me a call. You can visit my website at wppro.ca/emergency for quick tips. Or you can contact me by picking up the phone and calling 818-850-7729.
All right. And you can contact me, actually, right through my website, marcuscouch.com/call. I've got some expertise in not only WordPress, but podcasting, SEO, general internet marketing help, affiliate marketing, anything you need. marcuscouch.com/call is how you can do that. And again, as I mentioned last show, I've got a pretty cool GoDaddy code, Marcus249. If you go to GoDaddy.com, pick out a domain name, any .com domain that you want. It's just $2.49 when you enter Marcus249. And I've taken advantage of that one myself. I didn't mind saving $5 on a domain, $10, whatever it is nowadays. So take advantage of it if you can. I know it's a limited time thing, and it's not something I normally would talk about on the show, but it's a pretty good deal, so I wanted to share with the listeners.
Yeah, it is a great deal. All right, and one other little bit about myself. Don't forget, I do have another show over at wpmedic.ca, which has been falling behind a bit these days, but will be caught back up soon. What else we got? It's a pretty quiet week for us, eh?
It has been, and actually, it's been a pretty quiet week as far as WordPress development, too. The one plugin that I didn't bring to the show this week, I've still got to test, is something that updates the jQuery system within your WordPress to see ahead of time if anything's going to break before 3.6 comes out. Ooh. Because it's dependent on the new jQuery set that's out there, rather than the existing one that we all use now.
That's something we definitely want to bring to the table for folks for next time then, eh?
Yeah. I wanted to test it first before I give any kind of rating or thumbs up or anything, but I have downloaded it. It's in the queue. Just need to find an appropriate site to test it all on, and I'll report back to the listeners.
Excellent. Well, that's really all we have to ramble about. How about that, folks? A nice, quick, short one. Jump right into the fun and games for us this week. And they're off. All All right, I've got just a few plugins for you this week, and the first one I've got for you has come about through a website I'm helping develop for a client who has multiple store locations throughout his area. And he's looking for a nice, easy way for people to search the website for the location of their nearest store. And yes, there's numerous ways you can do this. You can add just plain Google Maps and set them up to do that. You can create customized pages. But we're kind of trying to find a way that allows the searching by postal code, by territory, by city, by state, by province, you know, numerous different ways of doing it. And we found a plugin here that seems to fit most of that bill and does a fairly decent job of presenting the information and is customizable. It's called Store Locator Plus. Now, this is a freemium plugin, and freemium meaning they have a free version which allows you to test out the basics of it and see if it's what you want. And for many folks, the basics is probably going to be more than enough. But if you want their enhancements, you might want to check out their premium modules. They have 9 modules in total for it. You could save yourself a couple of bucks by buying the whole package. But the base setup for it provides some great functionality. It gives you a great listing of all your store locations. It allows you to set it up for the search so there can be preset distances. So they type in their postal code and you can set it to 10, 15, 25, 100, 500K, whatever you want to set it out for people to search. And when they do that search, it'll give them every store within that zoned radius. It's a pretty decent plugin for mapping, and it does a nice job of giving directions and information. And it is based on Google Maps, so it does pull through their APIs, and it does work for multiple countries, because the one I'm working on is for that big continent down under at the bottom of the planet. And so it's nice that it will allow you to have North America, Australia, Europe, all the other Google Map areas in it. So all in all, a really decent plugin. It's freemium, so for the really good stuff, you got to pay for it, but the price isn't too bad if you're developing a fairly high-end site. So I give it a nice 3 Dragon rating. It's called Store Locator Plus.
Now, John, let me ask you a couple things. Mm-hmm. Is this merely just a plugin that displays each individual location within the map, or is there a functionality where you can make content from each location as well, like a store page?
You can make content from each location like a store page.
Very interesting.
And it'll link off to the store page. It also allows you to add additional information that if they click that little icon on the map and it pops up, it'll put a picture in there and lots of other pieces in it. I'm only partway through this plugin now, so I imagine there's got quite a bit more to go.
Okay. Well, you know, I too, John, am one that works with certain individuals that have sites that have multiple locations, and with them also come testimonials, because oftentimes they want to put reviews and testimonials from clients right within the site itself. And I found a great plugin for that called Simple Testimonials. And when you install it, you actually gain a whole new section within your admin in the dashboard where you can create and manage all your testimonials. It's pretty similar, just like creating a new post or a page, and you can embed images and pictures of the person and things like that right within the post. Now, when you're done, you get a random testimonial to display each time a page loads with either a widget or there's a testimonial, there's a short code, testimonial. Now, you can also have things like testimonial equals computer repair, and then it only does the testimonials for that computer repair kind of section that you wanted, but it does random ones based on how you assign it in that category. So it lets you do this at random, meaning if you, John, let's just say for your sake, you do emergency WordPress support, and you on your site had not only your design expertise as far as your service, but your emergency WordPress support. But on your emergency WordPress support page, maybe you just want the testimonials for your emergency WordPress support. This could do that for you.
Nice.
And so it's only one slip of code, a short code that you put within your posts, let's just say, talking about your services. And then each time you get a new testimonial, you add it to WordPress. It will then cycle through them randomly and embed it within that page as it loads. Really nice plugin. So I rated this a 4 out of 5. I'm sure there's a lot more possibilities to it that I'm not aware of. I'm just going to start digging into it more and more and use this on some client sites and see how it goes. Simple Testimonials rated it a 4 out of 5.
It does look like it has some good uses, and it's a relatively new plugin, right?
Yes, definitely. It's just a couple days old.
Excellent. All right. Now, the next one I've got here, this is as I go searching for plugins. Occasionally, I trip across something that is odd and unusual, and that's what this one is. And it's called Where Am I Going? Or, in my terms, Stalk Me, Please. Because what it does for you, if you are the kind of person that loves to share everything you do with the world, and while I'm a fan of social media, I'm also a fan of limiting what I put out to the world. But for those of you who like to tell everyone everything, this is a plugin for you. What it allows you to do is if you're planning on a trip and you want to tell everybody where you're going, when you're going to be there, you can put your entire itinerary in to the plugin. And it will then automatically display that information out to your website for you. So I'm not entirely certain what the good uses of it are. There could be some, but for me, it seems like a little bit of oversharing. And because I ran across it, I thought, well, if you like to be stalked, this is the plugin for you. You can share every move you make to the world. It's called Where Am I Going? And I gave it a 2 dragon rating, down 1 from 3 because, well, I'm not a fan of sharing everything.
Now, can I give you a use where I think this might be good?
Sure. I'd look forward. I didn't see anything obvious, so must.
Okay. If you have a company or have a website of a company that you're working on and they have trade shows, and they go around and perhaps tour with their merchandise to different places or, you know, go to different conferences and things, might be a good thing to put on.
Well, there's an excellent use for it because then you're talking about a company and not a specific person.
Right, or maybe even a specific person that's going to be attending specific conferences and trade shows or speaking or on panels or things like that. In that instance, I mean, I think that this might be a good, viable thing.
That might be viable in that instance. You're right. Those are things I didn't think of. When I saw it, I just first thought about the people that overshare too much information and don't think about the ramifications behind oversharing.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a great segue into my next plugin, which is just exactly about oversharing, which is called Pinterest Repellent. It basically extends your image attributes to disable Pinterest pinners. So if you've got a lot of people that are coming to your site and pinning your image just because of the image and not because of the story or anything like that, it actually lets you have a no pin equals no pin within the image tag. So in this case, it overrides your entire current image tag attribute. So if you use any other kind of attribute plugins or things like that, this thing is going to override it. Now, I took a couple points off for that, but I thought this was pretty interesting as far as the anti-Pinterest plugin out there. So I definitely had to check it out, and it worked. I tried it on Pinterest, and it totally denied me as far as using that particular image. Well, so I rated this one a 3 out of 5. It's called Pinterest Repellent.
That's nice. That's a nice way for those folks that don't want to have their images show up on Pinterest then.
That's right.
Very good. All right, so let's see. What have I got here? One final plugin I've got, and this one is come about, and this is a relatively new plugin, and it's, of course, come about due to the heightened awareness over the last couple weeks of WordPress security. And this is called Botnet Attack Blocker. And what it's designed to do, it's a relatively straightforward plugin for blocking too many accesses or people from making too many attempts at logging into your website. And instead of doing what a few of them have done out there, and that was target specific admin accounts or specific uses, this targets any account on your site. And what it does is it actually monitors the number of attempted logins on any account on your site and you can set it from 1 to 1,000,000 times of failures. And once it hits that failure amount, and you'd usually set it around 5, and once it hits that failure amount, it blocks access for everybody going forward for a set amount of time, whatever you set it for, 5 minutes, an hour, a day, a week. And no one can get into your website unless they are a whitelisted IP address. And while I see this is a really great plugin and very useful if you're a single admin on your website, or you have maybe one or two admins. If you got more than a couple of admins on your site, this could be problematic because you have to track your other admins' IP addresses to whitelist them. You have to have them check their IP address, because most people out there, you're may not be aware, your IP address for your computer may change on a weekly, monthly, or bi-monthly basis, because almost everybody has dynamic IPs from their internet provider. So at any rate, it's a very great plugin for blocking access, and it allows you to make a simple blocking. And if you're a single admin, just whitelist your IP and you're done, and it'll do a great job. It's called Botnet Attack Blocker, and I give it a rating of 4 dragons.
Now, John, I see problems with plugins like this. Are you saying that it shuts the entire website down, or just the login?
Just the administrative login.
I see.
Just the administrative login. Like, if you failed 5 times, you would suddenly get a screen, and you just wouldn't be able to access the admin login for X amount of time.
Okay.
And it just, that's all it blocks out. It prevents access to that. Doesn't prevent access anywhere else on the website.
I see. Okay, good. Good. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, finally, I have been developing a couple new kinds of sites and tweaking a little theme action. And I've basically taken other people's child themes and trying to move things around. And a lot of times within the PHP, within the themes itself, I don't have everything set up that they require me to as far as images or thumbnails or things. So I found this plugin called WP Fake Image Replacer. And it basically generates fake post thumbnail images. And it's pretty cool because when you're making a theme, you need to kind of sometimes insert these dummy content just to make sure everything is lining up and rendered well. And you might want to change picture sizes of thumbnails in the middle of the development process, but then you don't want to go back and upload and change every other image that you've already put in these posts. This is where it can come in. You just basically insert one line of PHP after you install this plugin. And then you can go in and say, okay, I want these images to be, you know, 240 by 90. And then take a look at your theme and see how it looks. And then if it doesn't look good, then you can say, well, you know, now I need it 200 by maybe 60. Maybe it's too big before. And then you do that, and then it changes all those thumbnail images to that size. These, you know, that it generates dynamically, these fake images. So I thought it was really good as far as speeding up the development process, and it really helped me out to lock down this theme without having to mess with any other images or uploading fake stuff into the media center so that I could just get it to test. So this is a really great plugin. It required some PHP, which I had to take a point off for that because, you know, typically I like plugins that run out of the box. Not only just for me, but for the sake of the listener who may not be ready for that kind of a curve. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5, but it's a really great plugin. It's called WP Fake Image Replacer.
Nice. Looks like it could save some time.
Definitely.
Especially when you're building up a site from scratch.
Yeah. It was really good to work with different child themes, and the one I was working on in particular was an e-commerce site, so I needed to have... It had sliders, little conveyors of the products scrolling by, and I just didn't feel like uploading 100 images and then having to rescale them and delete them off the FTP and then upload them again and, you know, remember where the URL was of where I uploaded them, and it saved me tons of time.
Nice. All right, well, that's all we got for you. Let's see, nothing really... really too much, but I do want to let folks know that this last week I had a couple of wonderful trips through the Pharmanet attack cleanup. It seems the Pharmanet is still out there bothering folks, so keep a good lock on your websites. And in particular, this site here, it turned out that the fellow who had it, it was still had a hole in it from Timthumb. So I was kind of surprised that that's where it started. And so you should still make sure you do some double checks on your website for security. And you can get the Timthumb scanner plugin to scan your site for out-of-date Timthumb in case you've missed something along the way. So it's something to keep aware of. And just keep a check on your security on your website, because as we know, the hackers are out there. And their goal isn't always to gain control of your site to use it in a botnet. It's to gain control of your site to spew out spam links.
Yeah, and if you don't know that,
yeah,
and you may not know that for a month.
You might not know it ever if Google doesn't happen to pick it up and notify you.
Yeah, and it may not even inject itself as far as making anything on your site until months later down the road.
So you just want to periodically run through your site if you don't have scanners or other things up to date on there. Periodically put a scanner in there and run through and scan your site for any obvious security holes. While it might seem to be running smooth, you never know what's there, because one of the things like the Farmanet link injector does is you would never see those links on your site. You have to come into your site pretending to be Google to see it, because those links only appear when a Google bot or another bot show up. They don't appear if you arrive on Firefox or Chrome or Internet Explorer.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just wanted to bring that up because I did a couple of sites last week that they called me up to help get it fixed and solved, and that's what we found was wrong with it. And it was issues in that area. So.
Yeah. Well, what do you? I've been working in the last week on a site that has BuddyPress and BBPress, and John, I wasn't really familiar with either one working together. But as it turns out, now BuddyPress kind of disabled their own internal forums and now relies strictly on BBPress to handle that part of it. So. Interesting seeing the plugins that are both working for BuddyPress and BBPress, and I will report back next show on exactly the different kinds of plugins that I've been using, how I've been using both BuddyPress and BBPress, and I'm sure you guys out there will find it very interesting. It's brought out a lot of interesting possibilities for me, not only in the sense of having an interaction within the site, but using BuddyPress with things like Facebook as far as Facebook login, and then using someone's BuddyPress user profile to pull in things from Open Graph and Facebook, and maybe that would lead to things like, well, what happens if somebody starts pulling in things from my Open Graph on a website from WordPress? It's now that easy for someone to just pull your information and repurpose it on a site. So a lot of interesting things that I'm learning about what's possible. And when I tie them all together with MU and start to do things like, incorporate both of those technologies within MU and then use the posts and forums that can be fed across all sites, that's going to be an interesting challenge that I'm happy to bring the results and share with the listening audience here.
Yeah, I actually look forward to that. I've got a project up and coming that's going to require some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting, very difficult, a lot harder than I thought it would be. So I definitely have some suggestions for some guys out there to make some different plugins for this. And but I have to just test the limits of what's out there now. There are only really about, I'd say, 50 or so BBPress / BuddyPress combined sort of plugins that either limit access or let you do things as simple as private replies within the forum. All of those things seem like they should be standard. And at some point, even I thought myself, why am I even going through this? I could just be uploading a forum, into my hosting and secure it off and have user level access and be done with it. I wouldn't even have to use WordPress.
Yeah.
But I drove on. I thought, I think I can really do this. And it does require extra steps. I got to admit, I really wanted this just to be a forum. And instead, you got to go through a home and then groups and then forum. And But I also want to use this as kind of a repository for files for different groups and things that they can use within their campaigns, sales information and things for different parts of the organization. And that's really what this is for, is just kind of an intranet using WordPress. Nice. So working really well so far. Haven't gone live with it yet, but I'm happy to share the results once I do.
Excellent. All right, well, that's pretty much all we got for you, and I guess that's it. You can contact me on my website at johnoverall.com, WordPress emergency support at wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can contact me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and that includes email, or you just use the contact form if you want to say hi. Twitter is at Marcus Couch, and consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
That's all we got for you. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!